a return of sorts, not only to Hockey Night in Canada, but also to the Fan 590 in Toronto, because got a text before we were about to have this guy on from our good friend Todd Macklin, who said he's one of the OGs. He was on the Fan 590 in Toronto before they called it the Fan 590 in Toronto.
Well, Todd's 86, so he would know all the OGs from the Fan 590. For those of you who missed the news today, and if you are a sports junkie in this country, you know Chris Cuthbert. The news today, he is now a Sportsnet employee. We are now teammates. Awful day for him. It's a great day for us. Chris is joining us on the line. Chris, friend, how you doing?
First time caller, and great to be on your team, guys. It's been a good day.
The voice just sounds comforting. So, like, when, why, how, like, let's hear the we don't need the sordid details, but obviously a return to Hockey Night in Canada and a return to the NHL on a national stage must have been something that excited you.
Well, for the last 2 or 3 months, I've been watching Sportsnet run all the old classic games, like the 91 Oilers and Flames series, which is one of the favorites I ever got to call, the Messier guaranteed game in 94. This week it was the last game at the Forum for Patrick Waugh, and it just kind of reminds you, well, A, I thought, man, if they're going to play all these games, I might as well work for them, but at the same time, you're reminded of the impact of what Hockey Night in Canada is across the country, how special it is to work for Hockey Night and work on Saturday nights and work Stanley Cup playoff runs, and looking forward to doing that again.
Chris Cuthbert of Sportsnet here on Tim and Sid. Chris, I've gotten a couple texts today, and the question has been the same. Why now?
Well, I'm you just said I was, what, an OG? I'm old. And, you know, when I was doing the stuff on primetime sports, I remember co-hosting with Shaky Hunt, and man, what an honor to do that. But you know, there's a lot of water under the bridge, and again, during the pandemic, you start to do some evaluations, and I'm not good at math, but I calculated that there were still 6 more years plus of national TV rights, and I added that to my age, and that formula told me that you know what, my time was running short to get a chance to do what I'm going to do, and maybe felt a little more urgency that was something still left on the bucket list to do, and things started to fall in that in that way in the last week, and I'm thrilled that I'm going to have that opportunity.
A 5-time Canadian Screen Award winner and our newest teammate here on Sportsnet, Chris Cuthbert, joining us here on Tim and Sid. Obviously, a lot of folks, as you were talking about some of your calls and what you enjoyed most, a lot of folks know that you had the call on Sidney Crosby's golden goal. What are the other moments that stick out to you in your career in the business? Like, I know it's a lot to ask because it's like, how do I love thee? Let me count the ways. But are there a few that kind of stick out that you remember the most beyond the golden goal?
Man, you know, it's so hard because I love what I do. I've done so many great Stanley Cup playoff games, and I could recite all these overtime goals that were pretty neat. I mean, it was special. I worked with Greg Millen on the 5 overtime game, which between Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, the Keith Primo marathon man goal, and that's the longest game in televised history, and it was a pretty cool moment to be a part of. Another one of those marathons was Brendan Morrow scoring a quadruple overtime series winning goal for Dallas against San Jose that, you know, I think in that game, Evgeny Nabokov made the best save that I've ever seen in a Stanley Cup playoff game. Marty Brodeur scoring a goal against Montreal. I mean, you guys don't have enough time for all the fun moments that I've had the opportunity to call. Messier's guaranteed win game, another one of those.
Chris Cuthbert is a legend. Sportsnet hired him. Today's a good day. He's joining us here on Tim and Sid. Chris, I know there's a lot of excitement here, but I know there's a lot of Canadian football fans out there who are a little sad today. Mm-hmm. 25 Grey Cups. How tough was that to walk away from for now?
yeah, that's the sad part of the day, and certainly mixed emotions, because, and it was the most difficult part of the decision. But, you know, I mentioned in a tweet, I actually started in 1981. Wally Buono was still a player when I was on the sidelines for the Montreal Alouettes in 1981. I've almost done 40 years. I've done over 800 games, the 25 cups as at least a part of, and I've called a Grey Cup win for every franchise that's in the league right now. The only thing left was to call a game involving a team from Halifax, and it will eat me up that I've never had that opportunity, but I still hope that the league gets to expand to 10 games, and maybe I'll go there as a fan. But it is an emotional day that way, because I love the league. I know you guys do, and the part I love the most about the league is the people in it. I've always felt like they were the most accessible and just great people from top to bottom, and I will miss that. There's no question about that.
Don't worry about it, Chris. We can work on maybe convincing a few folks that it needs to be on a couple of different networks. Maybe that's the, maybe that's the network.
There's an idea. I'm open.
There's an idea. Yep,
I think we have an affinity for it as well here on Tim and Sid. So if we can convince them that maybe they need to be on, I know there's a long-term contract, whatever. Doesn't matter. We can still work on it. Listen, welcome to the team.
You're not getting me into tampering charges already, are you?
No. We're not.
Try our best. I'll do it myself. They can come after me. I'm all right with it. They always do it anyway. We really appreciate that you joined us, and we just wanted to say welcome to the team, welcome aboard, and it's going to be a hell of a lot of fun to be hearing you call in NHL games whenever we get it back.
Wow, great to be with you guys, great to be on the team, and Sportsnet's got a new fourth line center, and he's really happy about it.
Man, fourth line?
I don't know.
Then what are we, Sixero, if this guy's fourth line?
We're in the ECHL. If you're fourth line, what the hell are you talking about?
We might be in junior B.
Chris, in all sincerity, it's an honor to call you a teammate. Thank you very much for doing this today, and we look forward to the calls.
Cheers, Sid. Looking forward to it. I know all fans are just more worried about let's get back on the ices as soon as it's healthy enough to do that.